HNR mobile.
Leave the truck actually moving anywhere. KJ4, CTD mobile. Ish.
Spire, could you come again?
Leave that you're actually moving.
Half true. I'm on 85, heading back towards Greenville. Not really moving, more crawling.
Finally, just getting off waiting. Did I tell you, these people, they just won't go. I mean, the little flashy yellow light is flashing. You can go, but no, we're going to wait for a personal invitation.
I hustle out here. Everyone's just ready to get in a wreck or something, but... like, no one's excited to get home and then get to enjoy Friday and enjoy the weekend. We're just taking our sweet time out here.
Yeah, there's some people actually get some kind of holiday on Monday. I don't understand it.
That's news to me. I don't have a Monday off. Do you have Monday off?
I'll take Monday off because I got the corporate books are almost closed and I have the feds and the state completely paid off for everything I have to file in January. Woohoo!
Some good news. Hey, well, my name's Connor. Again, my call was K4HNR. Give me yours again. I think I missed it.
Wyatt, and it is Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, I live over in Greenville, just south of Traveler's Rest. I work for a roofing company, so I was out in Charlotte looking at a new construction project. We're going to start putting a roof on, and I just get to enjoy this traffic all the way home.
Sometimes. Well, I live on the other side of 414 from you. Technically, it's GER.
Oh, good deal. Yeah, I like living down here. It's nice, except for... I don't know, between 5 and 7 o'clock on a Thursday. Really, most evenings trying to get home is rough. Coming back from Charlotte, so I'm on 85, heading home. Is that what you're asking?
No, originally.
Was born in Knoxville, Tennessee, and then grew up in the middle of North Dakota, in the middle of nowhere. My family's a bunch of farmers, and so they have a bunch of acres in the middle of North Dakota in a little town called Pheasanton. So we lived there for several years and then moved down here. And when I was 7 or 8 or so, then grew up in Mills River up in North Carolina. And then we just moved down to Greenville.
Okay. Yeah, I go up to Columbus every Wednesday to see my back doctor.
Okay, nice. Well, where are you from? Are you from around Greenville?
In Greenville. Spent, I don't know, a few years in Savannah and about 10 years in Central Florida, not Orlando, Space Coast. And, when fuel got $4 a gallon and the housing market was crashing, I'm like, screw this, I'm going back home. So I came back up here and went where I thought, there weren't a lot of people and, the traffic over the last 20-some-odd years has just gone through the roof.
Exactly, and it's just, Greenville is just getting bigger. I work up in, around Hendersonville, North Carolina, so I make that commute up 25 every day, and even Hendersonville's growing. It's just getting crazy. They're throwing up businesses everywhere and multi-story housing everywhere, and it's just, everything's growing. So naturally, traffic's getting worse.
My mom's side of the family was farmers, and my wife's side of the family is farmers, or some of them are. They're from a little town called Hayes Center in Nebraska. So it's probably the equivalent size of where you were.
Little Midwest. Yeah, around this time of year, though, I don't really miss it. They've got snow up to the gutters. It's just wild. They just kind of hunker down, don't really do much, play a bunch of board games. And, life just kind of halts until it's time to plant the crops in the spring.
I was up there one time for the weekend. I drove from, where was it? It was like Oklahoma City or Kansas City. I don't remember which one of those cities. Up to Hayes Center for a long weekend before I had to go back to class. And, the snow was high.
It's that, we definitely don't get that down here. We might get a little dusting up near the North and South Carolina border, but yeah, it's nothing compared to that. Every year, my wife's hoping it'll snow or hoping we'll get something, but it just doesn't really happen.
Well, for me, we would have the equivalent of a catastrophic snow, you know, 2 feet. And it'd be gone in 2 weeks, and we'd go straight back to 70-degree weather. That'd be great for me, but I've never actually seen that happen here.
Nice. Just get a little taste of it every winter, and then, yeah, I could do with the like the week before summer when it's still kind of spring and it's starting to warm up. That's just perfect weather right there.
The 70s and the sun. That's, you know, it's ideal weather. But yeah, it is what it is.
Doing what I do, with roofing, most of my job is from the office. I'm kind of the office side of it. I'm an estimator and a project manager, but. Yeah, I've got so much respect for our guys out there up on the roof. In the summer, usually it's, you know, at least 10 degrees hotter up on the roof than it is down on the ground. And in the winter, it is just windy. Windy and miserable. It's not a fun time.
Equipment on the ground, not in the plains. And, you know, occasionally I have to climb a tower and stuff like that. And, you know, about this time of year, I go, you know, I really don't want to climb any of the towers. I don't care if they're only 50 feet tall. I just don't want to climb up there. So, you know, I try and do all that kind of maintenance fall and spring and skip winter.
Exactly. We want to stay as close to the ground as we can. Yep. But, you know, people need it. It's got to happen. Someone's got to do it. And it puts food on our table. So.
Well, for those guys, especially here in August, up on those roofs, it's just like, you really got to hope they're drinking plenty of water, because they sure are sweating it all off, especially if they're laying tar on the roof.
Thankfully, and weirdly, you know, roofing technology, I'll call it, has kind of come a long way. Thankfully, we're not doing a bunch of that hot tar mess. That's kind of, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, like that was big. But now it's a lot cleaner. It's just adhesives and membrane and a little bit easier, but there's no coverage, you know, there's no trees up there, not really any shade, so we definitely make sure they take a lot of breaks and drink a lot of Gatorade.
Just rooftop air units, yeah, they do provide some wind, but it's usually hot wind.
Yeah, what's no fun is standing up on a roof when it's, I mean, they're either white or they're black with, you know, in commercial roofing, and the black, it just soaks in the sun, and there's just no escaping it, but the white, you know, it reflects the sunlight right back up in your eyes and gives you a nice little sunburn.
And I sort of understand why it's not this case, but theoretically it should be actually a green roof. You know, pretend it's a tree canopy.
Yep, that would be great. Yeah, we see a lot of, actually, I'm seeing more and more people starting to, you know, want like gardens up on their roof and want plants up there and stuff. Especially, I've heard, like, up in New York, I think there's a requirement that the government actually makes, like, if, you know, new buildings being built, I don't know, 10% of the rooftop has to be covered in plants or something, you know. Good for the environment, I guess.
You take care of certain issues, because, you know, the problem with plants is they can really just go anywhere, and, you know, God forbid anybody actually doing something stupid like planting bamboo up there. Those roots can still go anywhere and cause leaks all over the place.
I've seen plenty of old roofs we've had to climb up and, you know, re-roof. It's a really old building, and unintentionally, they've got trees growing out of the gutter, and, you know, it's kind of turned into a green roof. But, yeah, those roots will go everywhere. That's crazy.
Living on my own house, I've had a crepe myrtle growing out of my gutter one time. It was a very small one. KJ4CTT mobile.
Wild, yeah, those. And what's crazy is, you know, trees and plants like that, they'll grow in the craziest places, but once you try to bring a house, you know, or grow a house plant, you put it by the window, you water it, you love it, and then it'll just die. It just doesn't, it's not the same.
You only have to water them occasionally, and then they pretty much do their own thing, but I agree with that. Catnip works really well, too. You can grow that inside or outside.
Good deal, nice. Man, we're finally moving here. We're finally picking up some speed. I'm seeing some less brake lights here. I'm gonna try and find me an exit and take a little stop here. I got about 30 more minutes, but yeah, I think I'll hop off here in a minute. You still driving, caught in some traffic?
Finally on the next to last route to my house, which is supposed to be a 55. We'll see if the people from North Carolina can drive the speed limit. And very little traffic at the moment.
Oh, awesome. We'll see. Let me make sure I've got this right. I think I remember it. I'm pretty new to, I really just started being more active on the radio recently. I'm trying to get better at remembering call signs, but was it KJ4CTP?
Delta. And, I know your name's Connor, but I'm terrible with call signs. I gotta talk to you for a week before I'll even start to remember. KJ4CTP73 is on yours.
My name right? Yeah, mine is K4HNR. But yeah, it's been good chatting with you. Let me try one more time. KJ4CTD. Is that right?
Thank you, sir. You have a good evening.
Chatting with you. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. All right, I'll be clear. K4HNR.